We're not here to entertain you or sing a song. I have an anger and a message to pass to you. We came from the Troy of this age, or even worse. We lost our home. This part is very important for me, and I wrote it from deep in my heart because it really represents me, the anger inside me, because of all what happened in my country.
Lift up your head from the dust. Heave up from the earth the weight of your misery, you whom the gods have cursed. Some agonies are beyond telling, and some must be told.
Reem is 25 years old and comes from Damascus. For the last 3 years, she and her family have been living as refugees in Amman.
The bombing started in our neighborhood, and there was actually a massacre, and there was around 200 just killed immediately, and it was continuously happened, and the next morning we just left our house and we just go from place to another place in Syria, but each place will be unsafe again, and it's end with us after 7 months to go outside of Syria to Jordan. It was so hard.
This is Amir. He born in Amman. Zaina, Hur, Leila, and this is my husband.
Just being shown pictures on the mobile phone of a family left behind.
Habib, I miss you.
I'm Sham. I'm 37 years old. I'm a pharmacist. I have 4 children. One of them, when she heard the sound of bombing, she was holding me. She treats my shirt because of the fear. But we have to have a new beginning just for our children. The message on the play that I hope to pass to the English audience, that Syrian women are very strong. They have the power of love.
Reem and Sham use their experiences in the play. Others talk of family members being taken away and killed, giving birth during shelling and desperately missing home. Their monologues are mixed in with a chorus delivering lines from Queen Hecuba, who along with the Trojan women was enslaved by the victorious Greeks. The chorus of women speaks passionately about the destruction of Troy. Euripides' ancient tragedy resonates for Reem and her aunt Sham.
People don't listen, don't understand. The lessons from the history, from the past age, they're just repeating the same fault and the same wrongs.
I see myself Hecuba not just because she is mother, but because she was a queen. I felt that I was queen in Syria. I had my own pharmacy, I had my own business, my own house. It was very big and beautiful. Then suddenly I lost everything, exactly like Hecuba.
Welcome to queen. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Are you always greeted like that?
No, we said, "Ahlo sahla, tasharrafna." Okay.
Here we are, standing in the theatre. You're about to start rehearsing. What's going through your mind?
I'm nervous, but also I'm so excited. Really.
There's such a buzz in here.
Yeah. Actually, the women always like this. They are speaking a lot. They are just like bees. This play, it's let us discover something inside us we didn't know about us. Not like what the community wants us to be. It's something that was hidden and just come up. I think it's strength, trust, anger, a lot of anger, and hope. And
love.
Love, yeah, of course.